And since it's opening, one of the great occasions coming up this, before we know it, I mean, it's going to be the 4th of July pretty soon.
That's right. It's almost on top of us. The full name of that one is the College Station Noon Lions Club's I Love America 4th of July celebration.
So that's a Thursday. It's going to be interesting when it's in the middle of the week, you know, because I know a lot of people are going to be taking Friday off, and this ought to be packed as usual.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you're waiting until the weekend to take your July 4th holiday, I mean, definitely come on out. We'll have, you know, as per usual, we'll have all the concessions and games and everything starting around 5 o'clock. This year's live entertainment starting at 6 o'clock is the Docks. They were there last year, and starting at 7:30 will be Clayton Gardner. Of course, starting around 8:50 or so will be the Brazos Valley Symphony, so you don't want to miss them. And then the fireworks should start around 9:45.
Okay, so kind of the format that's always been used, but more live entertainment prior to the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, so that's kind of good too.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the Docks were pretty popular last year, so they're back by demand.
Now, what happens as far as parking and access is concerned?
Yeah, parking, you know, you have free parking at the West Campus Garage and Reed Arena lots. You'll have free shuttles starting around 4:30 or so. We'll bring you to the site. And those shuttles will be running on loop continuously, taking you back and forth between the museum and the parking areas. They'll be going, you know, right after the event as well. We'll have extra shuttles that'll be added there. So the parking shouldn't be an issue. You know, last year they cleared everybody out from the museum site in about half an hour, which, considering all the number of people that were there, was quite a feat.
And it is. It's something to go see. It's something, again, that's a great thing for our community to have. Lions Club, of course, been doing fireworks for a long time, but getting together with the library and museum makes it all the better. So, once again, now, when's the Genome Project, when does that close?
It closes on July the 5th, and did I mention that we're open for free on July the 4th?
I think you did
okay.
say that,
I just want to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah, that's right. Free to everybody, so if you have folks coming into town, let them see that. Okay, all that information is available on the website, which is?
bushlibrary.tamu.edu.
Okay, Will King here this morning. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.